think I'll do a humorous song from Clay County. This is an old song that's been gathered up a lot around America, in fact. And this is a version I heard Genus Cottrell play and an old gal by the name of Aunt Jenny, or rather Aunt Phoebe Parsons. So I liked them both and I put them together, and this is what I came up with. This is called The Devil and the Farmer's Wife. Well, there was an old man near hell did dwell. If he ain't dead yet, he's living there still. Come a ring, ting, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, the devil came up to his home one day, said he's a soul from here that I'm a taking away. Come a ring, ting, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die. Now, devil, don't you take my oldest son, for these work on the farm, and it's gotta get done. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, it's not your oldest son I crave, it's your old scolding wife I've come to take her away. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, devil, by gunnies and bless your heart, I hope you take her and you never do part. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. So he took her right out up on his back, and away they went with a clickety clack. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, he got her on down to the forks of the road, and he said, gosh, old lady, you're a devil of a load. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Then he took her on down to the gates of hell. He said, punch up the fire, I'm gonna bake this one well. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, he took her on down to the devil's den, where there lives some 8, 9, or 10. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, one little devil up and called her a liar. She reared right back and kicked that one in the fire. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. So one little devil come running with a chain. She reared right back and kicked out his brain. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Then all the little devils went a-climbing up a wall. She found a big stick and she swarped them all. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. So all the little devils they went to call, said, take her back, daddy, she's gonna kill us all. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. So he wrapped her right up in a miller's sack, and away they went with a clickety clack. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, her old man was at home a peeping through a crack when he seen the old devil just a wagging her back. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. So he jumped right up and he hid in his bed. When the woman got in the house, she just mauled his old head. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Old man said the devil, here's your wife, all sounding well. If I'd have kept her much longer, she'd have tore up all of hell. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. So the old man went whistling over the hill. He said, if a devil won't have you, I'll be darned if I will. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day. Well, this proves what a woman can do. Why, she can whoop her old man and the devil too. Come a ring, ding, come a ding, die, oh, ring a die, ding a die, little dum a day.
The devil and the farmer's wife.
May I have someone accompany me? Jim, did you bring a guitar? Well, bring the guitar over here. My goodness gracious, here. This fellow's from down around my way near Beckley, West Virginia. I grew up in the Hinton area. We don't get to. We probably see more of each other on the road than we do in the home territory. Let me hear a G. You straighten up and then I'll work towards that.
Been out in the station wagon.
Oh, Jim, you'll ruin it.
Stay on there.
This is totally impromptu. I'm trying to think what we can. Let's do Roll Down the Line. We can play that one together. You're all welcome to sing along on this, which you sing along on any of these. This is one Uncle Dave Macon played a lot that I like to play, called Buddy Won't You Roll Down the Line. Way back yonder in Tennessee, they leased the convicts out. They worked them in the coal mines against free labor stout. Free labor rebelled against it to win it, took some time. And while the lease was in a fix, oh, they made them rise and shine. Oh, buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Well, every Monday morning they get 'em up on time. They march 'em down to Lone Rock, says, look into that mine. Sydney march you down to Lone Rock, says, look into that hole. Oh, the very next time the captain comes, you better have your coal. Oh, buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Half done, the bread is not so well. The meat is as burn up, and the coffee's black as heck. But when you get your slack time, you're bound to come to call. For anything you get to eat tastes better cooked than raw. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line. All know well, and if you don't get the coal out, he's going to give you hallelujah. He'll march you to the stock pen, sit along before you call, and the very next time he comes on you, you better have your coal. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Oh Lord, yonder comes my darling coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder comes my darling coming down the line.
That's Jimmy Costa from Hinton, West Virginia. We're going to ask to come up here and sing for you now a fellow that says he lives near Seattle. That's close enough. Near Seattle, Washington. His name is Lou Killen. He's been here teaching at Vocal Week. Wonderful ballads from his native country, and he'll explain to you where his native country is, exactly where that lies. Lou?
I come from England, the northeast of England, up here, if you can imagine it without this part, that part's Scotland. It's close. I come from a town called Gateshead, which is next to Newcastle upon Tyne, and Newcastle is much better known than Gateshead. It's about 45 miles from the Scots border. And our dialect is somewhat strange to a lot of people. But then most English dialects, you know, are strange to even to a lot of English people, if you don't come from that area. I know most of you think English accents are rather like Noel Coward's or other people who, you know, were in all those English movies that would come across speaking very correctly, but they don't. Let me disabuse you. But the song I'm going to sing with that Jenny asked me to sing actually comes from Newfoundland, though originally they think it comes from Scotland. Certainly sounds like it's a Scots song. It mentions Scotland, but it's never been collected there. This song was got from the singing of a fellow called Bill Dobbins, lived in Blanc-Siblanc on the borders of Quebec and Labrador. He used to be a logger and a fisherman in Newfoundland and then up into Labrador till he retired in Blanc-Siblanc. Good singer, great songs. This is just one of them. On the rocky coast of Scotland, in a little village there dwelt a man of honour, serving God without a care. He was not a man of honour, but a humble fisherman, working hard to earn his living. His name was Andrew Davison. He was the master of a vessel, and he claimed her as his own. She was fitted with all was needed. She was called the Rose in June. And with eager expectation, he was waiting for the day when the time would come for fishing and the boats would sail away. Now Andrew had been lately married, and before he left his home, Andrew and his wife together knelt in prayer before the throne, asking God for his protection on his wife while he was gone, praying nothing would befall her, not of danger nor of harm. Now his wife was kneeling by him, and she heard his fervent prayer, asking God for his protection, not a word of that for his. And her heart did sink within her as she rose from a bended knee, thinking on those terrible dangers and those perils of the sea. Now when the summer winds blew softly, heron fishing season came. Andrew Davis was preparing, heron fishing was his game. Andrew Davis was preparing with his crew to go to sea, not thinking 'twould be his last time evermore his friends to see. All night long that storm was raging, and those angry billows roared. Many a vessel was tossed and driven all along that rocky shore. Their crews were clinging to them, all seamen strong and brave, praying that the Lord would save them from a seaman's watery grave. And all along the coast next morning, anxious eyes did watch and wait. The children of those absent seamen, still returning ships were seen. And one by one those vessels sailed in from morning until noon, till all was safely anchored, all but one, the Rose in June, whom the seas turned bottom upwards, dashed against that rocky shore. Her crew was clinging to her, thinking the storm would soon be o'er. Andrew Davis, our captain, in that time of sudden fear, called on Jesus Christ the Saviour, and he bowed his head in prayer, saying, come on and sing God's praises. And at once they all begun. Dearest Jesus, I am dying. What a comfort divine. What a comfort to know that the Savior is mine. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, Amen, hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again. But these words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck her side and tore our captain from his holdings, and he sank beneath the tide, gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, welcomed by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. Well, John Allen was our young mate. He knew he was forgiven. He said, let's keep on with our singing. Our captain is in heaven. And they sang so loud and trialed till they come to this last verse. Slowly onward we haste to that heavenly place. For this is the glory and this is the grace. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again. But these words were scarcely ended when the outwave burst around and tore our captain from his holdings, and his body too was drowned, gone to join his friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, welcomed by his loving Saviour, we're singing praise forevermore. And the rest of the crew was rescued, but they'll ne'er forget the scene. In that hour and that moment when that song they tried to sing, oh, were no sermons ever preached or experience ever known. In the hour and that moment, that hour of sudden doom. So sinners, give your souls to Jesus, it can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June. Oh, sinners, give your souls to Jesus, it can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June. Thank you. I hope that any of my students here were watching and learning from the lapse of concentration that can occur when you're performing. When the you notice that, maybe you didn't notice that the captain got drowned twice. Actually, that second one should have been the young mate, John Allen. I'd like to sing you a song that comes from my part of England. It's something I haven't been doing much of this week, largely because it's in a dialect that is not easily understood, even by people who are live in England. In fact, I'm not kidding. It really is so that you get songs sung in a dialect from Newcastle upon Tyne, and you go 30, 40 miles south, and they can't understand what you're talking about. There's a sudden shift as you get up to Tyneside in the dialects. And we sound perhaps more like the Scots to the people to the south of us. Of course, we know better. After all, we taught the Scots how to speak English. And they haven't learned yet. Scotsmen, of course, refer to us as Scotsmen with they say, Geordies. Oh, yeah, they're Scotsmen with their heads bashed in. There's a certain amount of rivalry goes on, but there is a real shift in the sounds, the vowel sounds, as you get further south of County Durham, even the southern part of County Durham. We, on the north end of the county, refer to those on the south as Macam Tacam lads because of the way they speak. They have a sort of broader A sound. At first I thought I'd sing you a real one that you'd never be able to understand, and I thought that's kind of defeating the purpose, because after all we are here to communicate something. So here's a song that's actually a music hall song, local Tyneside music hall back in the the 1850s, a lot of the pubs converted to being halls that have a little stand at the end, and local comedians and entertainers would perform, and nearly all always in dialect or in the local accent, certainly, because they were local men, carpenters, miners. This is written by a carpenter by the name of Joe Wilson, who also owned a pub, became a temperance proselytizer later in life. Wrote a lot of good songs, and this is one of them. It's called Keep Your Feet Still, Geordie Hinney. Geordie is the generic name for anybody who comes from our area. And there actually are a lot of people who are actually called Geordie. So this song is about a miner by the name of Geordie, who was with his mate, Bob Wilson, and they're on holiday. It seems as if they're on holiday in one of those boarding houses down at South Shields, where the landladies have incredibly flinty hearts. And she's put these two in the same bed, one assumes to save on the washing bills. Anyhow, Geordie is, or Bob Johnson, I should say, is thinking about or dreaming about his girlfriend. Whereas Geordie seems to be having a nightmare about the latest match, probably played by Newcastle United against Sunderland, whichever he's thrashing about in the bed. Hence the chorus of this song, which is, keep your feet still, Geordie Hinney. Let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. Oh, give us that bit comfort. Keep your feet still, Geordie lad, and divn't drive me bonny dreams away. That's the chorus. And you'll recognize the tune immediately because we stole it from you. It's the old tune, Nellie Gray. Why, well, Geordie and Bob Johnson both lay in the same bed in the little boarding house that's down the shore. And a fowl that'd been a newer asleep, a kick from Geordie's foot made Bob waken up to run instead to snore. Do you know something? I'm going to have to start again. I thought, that's funny. I don't usually strain that high. Only when I'm playing in the wrong key. Oh, God. One of those afternoons. Way wore Geordie and Bob Johnson both lay in the same bed in the little boarding house that's down the shore. And a fowl that'd been a newer asleep, a kick from Geordie's foot made Bob waken up to run instead of snore. Keep your feet still, Geordie Hinney, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. Oh, give us that bit comfort. Keep your feet still, Geordie lad, and divin drive me bonny dreams away. No, you're not. I dreamt there was a dancing held, and Mary Clark was there, and I thought we tripped it lightly round the floor. As I pressed a heaving breast to mine while waltzing round the room, way that's mair than I'd or ever do afore. Keep your feet still, Geordie Hinney, let's be happy through the night, for we may not be so happy through the day. Oh, give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie lad, and divn't drive me bonny dreams away. No, you're not. The lad she gans with, the callum Jimmy Green, and he thought he'd try to spoil us of our fun. Man, I dreamt I nailed him heavy, and I blacked the big fuel's eyes. If I'd slept, we'd hard to tell what I would done. Keep your feet still, Geordie Hinney, let's be happy through the night, for I may not be so happy through the day. Oh, give us that bit comfort, keep your feet still, Geordie lad, and divn't drive me bonny dreams away. No, I dreamt Jim Green had left the tune and left his love to me, and I thought the house was furnished with the best. And I dreamt that I'd just left the church with Mary by me side, when your clumsy feet completely spoilt the rest. Keep your feet still, Geordie Hinny. Let's be happy through the neat. For we may not be so happy through the deep. Oh, give us that bit comfort. Keep your feet still, Geordie lads. And divin' drive me bonny dreams away. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ginny.
All right. All right, Lou Killen. We're going to bring up, while you have your ears tuned to another language, we're going to bring Tracy Swores back up. He's from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, and he's going to do some Cajun singing for you.
Thank you. Well, it was interesting hearing Lou talk.